Some people quote their high school years as one of the most memorable experiences as an adolescent. Because of multiple events, I'm sure the high school experience of class of 2024 will be far from forgotten. My goal for this project is to showcase the effects that it has had on our character and growth as a person. By speaking to classmates about their personal experiences throughout these years, I hope that this goal is accomplished. So let's get right into these interviews. Who am I speaking with?
Samrat.
Lauren.
Ismail.
Tyler.
Adriana.
Okay, so my first question is, how would you describe yourself before you became a freshman?
I would say I was pretty much like I am now, but a little less outgoing.
I would say I was a lot more, like, I was less mature and, like, less laid back. Yeah.
I was, like, less mature and, I guess, like, a mess.
I was, yeah, I could say I was less mature, and I also really loved going to school, but,
I say I was kind of bad in middle school. Yeah, way less mature. But I still got my schoolwork done, so.
Yeah, I feel like when I was in middle school, I was a lot less mature, so would you guys all agree that you guys have matured?
Yeah.
That's like a,
yeah.
That's a common change between everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Do you view your change as good or bad, considering the circumstances?
I would say my changes are good, but also bad. I would say it helped develop my character that I am now, which is a lot better than what I was. But I feel like there are some parts that weren't for the better.
I would say mine was good and bad, because, like, growing and changing into a new person is always good, but some of the things that changed me weren't good. So, yeah, it was both.
I would say it was good because it allowed me to focus more on school, but then it also, I was, like, less motivated to, I don't know, yeah, just less motivated overall.
I'd say it was good because it's made me more of an independent person, and it's made me, helped me learn to, like, love myself, and I think that was really beneficial.
I say I'm more mature now, and yeah, like, it's taught me how to handle myself more in an adult world.
Do you guys think that collegiate as a school has contributed to your growth as a person?
I would say yeah, coming from a middle school who wasn't as rigorous as it is here, it kind of taught me things like how, like, multitasking, kind of, because I play athletics and sports, so, like, mm-hmm. It kind of, I would say, yeah, it affected my character.
I would say collegiate has definitely contributed to my growth. Like, all the new experience that I experience changed me every day. So, yeah.
I would say it changed me, and it helped me learn how to, like, manage time and, like, rigorous work, which I might not have got in other school, because, like, we get a lot of work, but it kind of prepares you for life in college, because, like, it won't be easy, especially not in college if you choose that way.
Mm-hmm. Collegiate has taught me to be more responsible of the things that I do, and to be more independent, and to get things done on time, and to do everything that's important in life, you know.
I say, yeah, it did, because, like, the overall environment of the school is completely different from my middle school. So it's, like, the workload is, even though it's hard, it's good for me.
How do you feel about the school's environment? Like, do you think it adds to your character, supports your character?
I don't think it supports my character. I think it's just something that's there. Like, I wouldn't say it affects my character at all.
I say the school environment, like, it partially fits me, but, like, sometimes when I see other schools, I go to other schools, and I'm like, oh, I wish I went to a school that was like that. So, I mean, no place will fit you perfectly, but it's about what you make of it. So,
okay. What you're thinking?
I would say it didn't really fit what I thought that I wanted in high school, which was, like, to go to, like, a private school and, like, play golf and stuff. But then I realized that, like, going to a school like Collegiate allowed me to, like, really grow my academics and, like, focus on what's important and not just, like, what's fun.
I don't think any high school has a thing for you to fit in. It's just, like, the people you hang around with necessarily doesn't change your personality, but that you're more comfortable with the people just because of your personality or your background or anything like that.
I think it gave me the opportunity to find a good group of people that are just like me, and like you get to meet all kinds of people, and it's pretty diverse here compared to other schools, even though you will go to other schools and be like, yeah, I kind of like it better there, but like it's only a few things that you like there, but this school kind of all around, it's all around feel for it.
So seeing that we had COVID freshman year, in person and online, sophomore year, and then, you know, junior year, we got the incident. Were those challenges that you feel like you had to overcome that added to your growth?
I don't think they really added to my growth. It was just some things we had to get over and, like, you know, just heal from.
Do you think those events matured you as a person?
It made me see the world differently, but it didn't necessarily change who I am.
Yeah, it did change who I am because it did make me see the world differently. The experiences changed me overall. And it made me see, like, they made me learn how things can actually be sometimes.
I would say it definitely changed me. It made me more mature or, like, more... I just have a less optimistic view of the world, even though I try to be optimistic all the time.
I would say it changed me. Well, I'd say kind of in a bad way, because now I kind of look at life as kind of like this fast-paced thing where, I don't know, it made me think about death more and, like, think about how, like, you only live once and, like, not to waste your time and to just, like, do the best that you can because, like, you don't get a second shot. So, yeah.
I would say, yeah, a little bit, because, like, when you're a high schooler, you don't think something like this would happen at your school, but now it makes me, like, more self-aware of things that could happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that also played a role on my development.
So do you think that what was given to you at this school wouldn't have been given to you at a different school, like, the opportunities that we have, the experiences that we have, like, as far as education or just... the things that our school takes part in, do you think you would have found it at a different school?
No. I say we definitely have more opportunities here at Collegiate with the different programs we have, with the different high-level teachers that we're taught. I feel like we have a lot of opportunities for us students to succeed. And even though it's a medical school, there's still so many other routes that they offer for kids who want to go into computer science or things other. We have a counselor who puts out a whole bunch of things that students can get into to pursue their career in the best way possible.
Yeah, I feel like we get a lot of different opportunities here that other students might not get, because, like, knowing people that go to different schools that didn't get presented with opportunities that we're presented with, I think we do have an advantage.
I would say looking at it from, like, another person's outlook at our school, like, we have a lot of opportunities. Like, we are, like, some students are able to participate in, like, St. Louis internship program, where they're able to, like, go on these field trips and all these things that they might not have at another school. And then also we have, like, teachers who actually care to help us. And it's more of, like, a community more than it is of a school. It's, like, a community of learners more than just, like, a school. Like, there's, like, less competitiveness and more of, like, trying to help your friends. And, like, there's a lot of people who want to help their friends succeed and not just, like, competing with them to be valedictorian. Like, everyone's just trying to, you know, just work together.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a sense of community.
Yeah.
I don't think there are many schools that are as rigorous as Collegiate, and they get the same amount of homework that we get. And I feel like that part just by itself just shows how differently our school is to other schools. But there are some schools that, you know, get rigorous, like, academics and have rigorous levels of homework. But just the schools that really don't, like, get those type of opportunities to get that much homework and to get that much, like, grades put on their, you know, on their record just says a lot.
I think that, like, the staff and the students here care more about what we do than they do at any other school. Like, we care about each other, and we care about the schoolwork and the community as a whole, so we can all work together and as, like, a whole community. So it's, like, a whole little community here, and I don't think any other school really is like that.
So I'm hearing overall that we have a pretty different, like, school community, and basically, like, we are at an advantage at some point. Do you think it... Is there any part of the school that you feel is a disadvantage?
Not any that I can think of at the moment.
I would say the fact that, like, we're in SLPS school district, like, so for instance, with, like, the buses and stuff, I would say that's a disadvantage. And then, like, certain things, like, you know... Okay. Like, you know, certain things around the building aren't as up to par, or, like, you know, but, like, our learning experience, I think, is really good. It's just the environment we're in, like, the district.
I would say it's not really a disadvantage because you can, like, turn every negative to a positive, but I feel like they do give us a lot of work, and it is overwhelming, and it's, like, really stressful, but if you kind of get used to that, not like used to the stress, but used to like learning how to manage like a bunch of work like early on in your life, like by the time we're like 20-25, we're gonna look back and be like, we're gonna like thank the school for like if everything's easy for you and then you like jump into college or jump into a job and it's hard, you're gonna have like a breakdown. Whereas if you like have like a, not really a breakdown, but if you have like this, like, I don't know how to explain it, you're learning how to manage, like, the real life and, like, real workload, like, in high school, which, like, yeah, a lot of high schoolers don't do. So it's not really negative. I mean, people, like, right now, it might be negative to us because, like, we're, like, stressed out and, like, we don't really get sleep. But, like, eventually, like, it'll pay off.
I can't really think of any disadvantages besides, like, not having help on your homework.
I have to say athletics because... I feel like we do good in everything except some in athletics and some like areas. Like, it's not cared about as much, and I understand that it's because of what school we go to, but I feel like if athletics did matter, it would make us even greater.
Okay, so I think collegiate is at a disadvantage in the aspect that we're a very new school. So, like, not a lot of people know about us. Mm-hmm. And we're still developing certain things, and it's a lot of things that we don't have, like, as far as clubs and stuff. But as time goes on, the school will build itself more.
Okay, so my next question is, if you know everything you know now, what would you do differently if you could start high school over?
If I could start high school over, I would get help earlier in my freshman year. And I want to say, like, I would, like, try to go in person because since I did my whole freshman year online. Mm-hmm. And probably, like, decide to participate in sports and, like, get better grades.
I wouldn't – if I could do something differently, I guess I would, like, seek help earlier. But I kind of feel like my sense of, like, struggle a little bit kind of helped me mature and, like, learn how to, like, manage my time and, like, seek help. So I wouldn't really change anything.
I would try and manage my time better and try to get things done beforehand so it can, like, help me in the long run.
I would just I would work harder and try to get more help, because I didn't feel like I worked as hard as I should have freshman year. And I also probably wouldn't wouldn't have been so antisocial, which also would have helped me out a lot more.
And I would use my time over the summer better. Yeah.
With what I know now, I would probably stop procrastinating. I feel like that's the biggest thing that has been a disadvantage during my high school years. I feel like everything else I do is good, but I procrastinate, which affects my grades and like how I am.
So my final question would be, overall, knowing everything you know and doing everything that you have done, would you attend this school again, collegiate, or would you choose to go to a different high school?
I would stay here. I really, first of all, like, the people here, I would say, are good people. The opportunities we get here are also very great. And with my career choice and just me and my personality as a person, I feel like this is the greatest fit. When I was an eighth grader shadowing for schools, I was choosing between two schools, and I'm happy with my choice that I went here, even though sometimes I say I regret it because of the rigorous work. But I feel like if I was at another school, I would not be on the same path I am here, and I would not have done the programs or the things that I have done here to help me with my future.
I would still choose collegiate, and yeah, I would.
Oh, I guess I would choose collegiate. I mean, okay, like, to be honest, like, when I came to collegiate, I did not want to go to collegiate. Like, the first, like, last year and, like, freshman year, I just didn't like collegiate at all. But, like, now I've, like, kind of learned that, like, even though I don't want to do medicine and, like, science, like, it's just, like, the way, like, just the school community, like, a lot of the teachers care, and, like, the rigorous work, like, prepares me for the future and, like, all the programs that I do. But, like, coming from, like, eighth grade, like, you know, eighth grade, like, you want to go to, like, the best school. So, like, I just wanted to go to, like, a good school and, like, play sports and, like, hang out with people, you know, what my friends now do. But when I kind of look at, like, what they do versus what I do, I feel like I'll be, like, better prepared for my future. Like, even though I didn't have, like, the most fun in high school, I kind of used my high school experience in, like, a different way to prepare for my future instead of, like, enjoying high school. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of, like, my logic.
I would still choose collegiate. I liked all the benefits and the programs that they gave to us, and I don't think I would have them opportunities at any other school.
Yeah, I would still choose collegiate because the teachers here actually care, and even if you fail, they still help you so much to where you can't actually ever fail here, even when you are.
All right, that concludes my interview. Thanks.
Thank
you. Thanks.
Hearing from multiple people and their own personal experiences really put things into perspective. People can go through the same events but still have different ways of approaching them. Throughout this interview, we can see how our high school years contributed to their growth, but also how they dealt with it all individually. Being able to look back on things we could have done better or ways we have grown from our past self will help us continue to improve and handle challenges in the future. And if that's not growth as well, then I don't know what is. I hope you were able to come to the same conclusion as I did. And thank you for listening.